Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
You see, trials are not signs that God has forgotten us. They're opportunities for growth. They test our faith, refine our character, and teach us how to stand firm even when the ground beneath us feels shaky. Hey family, welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm so grateful you're here growing, healing, and walking this journey of faith right alongside me. In our last episode, we talked about learning to rest and reset, finding peace and stillness, and learning to pause when life feels heavy. But what happens when that stillness is shaken by life's storm? When we're tested, stretched, and left wondering, God, where are you in this? Today's episode is all about that, strengthening your faith through life's trials. Because faith isn't built when everything is easy, it's forged in the fire. And through those fires, we discover that God's grace is not fragile, it's faithful. So let's go ahead and get an understanding of faith in the midst of trials. You see, trials are not signs that God has forgotten us. They're opportunities for growth. They test our faith, refine our character, and teach us how to stand firm even when the ground beneath us feels shaky. When we surrender to God's process instead of resisting it, He uses our pain as a tool for purpose. Let's take a look at two biblical insights, because God's word reminds us that trials aren't random, they're refining. 1 Peter 1:6-7. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. James 1, 2-4 echoes that truth. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. These verses remind us that what feels like breaking is often building. God doesn't waste your pain. He is using it to strengthen your endurance and deepen your trust. Overcomers, there was a time I felt like everything around me was falling apart. My plans, my peace, my confidence. I prayed, but it felt like silence. Yet in that silence, God was still working. What I thought would destroy me actually developed me. So let's go ahead and take a look at 6 practical steps to strengthening your faith during trials. 1. Embrace a prayerful life. When life gets hard, pray harder. Even if you can't find the words, whisper His name. Prayer keeps your heart connected to the source of your strength. 2. Meditate on Scripture. Let God's Word be your weapon and your comfort. Write down Scriptures about strength and faith. Keep them where you can see them daily. 3. Reflect on past deliverance. Sometimes the best reminder of God's faithfulness is your own history. Think back to what He's already brought you through. The same God who showed up before will show up again. 4. Lean on community. You're not meant to walk through the fire alone. Surround yourself with believers who will pray with you, encourage you, and remind you of God's promises when you forget. 5. Practice gratitude. Even in the storm, find one thing to thank God for. Gratitude shifts your focus from the problem to the provider. 6. Take faith-filled action. Faith isn't passive. Sometimes trusting God means taking one small step, making the call, applying for the job, forgiving someone, even when you don't see the full picture yet. Each step you take strengthens your spiritual muscle. Listen, overcomers. Every trial you face is shaping something in you. Perseverance, compassion, spiritual maturity. You may not see it now, but one day you'll look back and realize that God was strengthening your faith, not abandoning it. Your pain has purpose, your perseverance has power, and your faith, even if it feels small right now, is still enough for God to move mountains. This week, I want you to pick one area of your life that feels like a test of faith. Write out a prayer asking God to give you strength and clarity. Then choose one verse. Maybe it's James 1, 2 through 4. And let it be a reminder that this season is doing something eternal in you. Remember, overcomers, the trial is temporary, but the faith it builds will last forever. If this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who might need to hear this reminder. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It helps more overcomers find this community. And follow me on Instagram at If Only One Overcomes for more encouragement and prayers. Now, before we close today, I want to take a moment to say thank you, family. Season 2 has been such a journey of growth, from learning to rest and reset, to standing firm in faith through life's toughest trials. And as we close this chapter, I want to invite you to take a week of reflection and rest. There won't be a new episode next week. We're taking a short pause to breathe, pray, and prepare our hearts for what's next. But don't worry, If Only One Overcomes will be back on Wednesday, October the 22nd, with the start of Season 3. With a powerful episode called Testing to Testimony, sharing what God has done. It's going to be all about turning your pain into purpose and using your story to inspire healing in others. You don't want to miss it. Until then, take this next week to reflect on how far you've come and how God has carried you through. And remember, you are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are an overcomer. And your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.